The Three-Year Hill. There once was an infamous place called Three-Year Hill. People said that if you fell on it, you would have only 3 years left to live. One day, a farmer tripped over a rock on this very hill and fell. He came home white as a ghost. When his worried wife asked what was wrong, he told her about falling on Three-Year Hill. She burst into tears, and so did their children. The news spread through the entire village, and neighbors shook their heads over the farmer's misfortune. The farmer's wife made her husband a health tonic, but his mind was so filled with impending death that he couldn't sleep or eat. He grew weaker and weaker until he couldn't get out of bed. The neighbors feared he wouldn't even last a year. One day, a girl from the neighboring village was passing by when she heard a loud sobbing from the farmer's house. When she asked if someone had died, a neighbor explained, "They are crying because the poor farmer fell on the Three-Year Hill. Now he has only 3 years left to live, if that." The girl burst out laughing. "How can you laugh at another family's misfortune?" the neighbor scolded. "Soon you'll be laughing as well," the girl said, and entered the house. The girl politely asked to meet with a dying farmer. His wife led her to him. "Sir, I heard that you fell on Three-Year Hill, and now you have only 3 years to live," she said. "Why don't you try falling one more time? Then you can add 3 more years to your life. Actually, you can keep falling and add even more years." The farmer's eyes widened. Leaping from his blanket, he pulled on his shoes and ran to Three-Year Hill. Looking up at heaven, he shouted, "Please, let me live 3 years multiplied by however many times I roll on this hill."
"And so it will be done," came the reply.
It was the young girl hiding in the bushes. The farmer threw himself on the ground and rolled down Three-Year Hill. Then he got up and laughed all the way home, where he hugged his family. He was going to live for a long time. He and his family prepared a feast for the girl and invited the neighbors. But no one dared to come, thinking the poor farmer had lost his mind. The girl announced that he was going to live to 100 and they should come celebrate. They still refused to come. 3 years later, when they saw that he was still alive and healthy, they wondered if the girl had been an angel of death who had given the farmer a lucky break.